We are going to hear what God has done in people's lives. Yes. Every Sunday we share their testimonies, but today you hear them, you hear their voices, you hear their words, and afterwards you can go to them and touch them and feel they are real and that this has happened for them to glorify our God. Hallelujah. I'll just read this scripture that I picked up from Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. So you understand that what we are doing is coming from the Word of God and it is real. We are not just picking stuff from the streets and doing on stage to please you. We want to glorify our God. Hallelujah. This is Jesus in his ministry. The Word of God says this. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, and they stood afar off. Lepers do not interact with other people. They are kept aside. So these 10 lepers, they were standing far off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was. They believed as they walked off, and as they went, they were cleansed. They didn't wait for them to be cleansed, for them to go and show themselves. They obeyed what Jesus said, and they went, and they were cleansed. Verse 15 says, "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and he fell down on his face at his feet, and he was giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan." It means that he wasn't exactly the kind of person you would have expected to come back and give thanks. But he came back and gave thanks to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 that I cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Hallelujah. We do not know what happened to the other 9, but we know that this one that came before the Lord, Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well." That means he was delivered. Hallelujah. So today we have some of you who are joining, if you don't mind me calling you, some of the lepers that God has healed. Today we want to hear your story, that God has done great things in your lives. Hallelujah. Jesus expects that every time he does something in our lives, that we come and give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, young ones. You can go and have your class. Sorry, I didn't mean to ignore you. Father, I pray that your spirit will rest upon these young ones as they hear your word today. Lord, I pray that their teachers will be inspired and filled by your spirit today for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's see. Cassandra, did you make it? Come on. We want to hear your story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the first in our discipleship pathway is a teaching around a new life, a new beginning. And that's where each one of us starts and we get to know Christ and we receive salvation. So Cassandra has been through new life, new beginning, and I have seen the hunger in you. And today I just wanted to share some of that with the congregation so that they know that your story is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi, everyone. So I'm just going to share my testimony. But you know when God has been so good to you, and how I want to tell you how he's been so good to me, I pray that he helps me reveal that. And I pray that what I say is like a seed planted in somebody's heart. And I pray that the Holy Spirit just waters it.
Amen, amen. God will do that. You will be fine, Cassandra. Okay. Amen.
Okay, so... I've been a member of this church for a number of years now, but I stopped coming to the church because I went to uni and I just never came back. And throughout the whole pandemic, God started to work in me. So he used the whole chaos during the pandemic to actually bring me closer to him. So I came back to this church in October. I was actually looking for a new church, and I couldn't find a new church. And I believe that God actually, literally, supernaturally just dragged me back here. And it's a gift, and I thank him for doing that, because that's how I found, or that's when I was told about a new life, a new beginning, which just changed everything for me. Amen. So a new life, a new beginning. I came to midweek. So it's like a teaching. So Pastor Irene taught me about sin and its consequences. So we all know what sin is, which is the deliberate, or the you purposely disobeying what God says or God's laws. Okay, so sin is like a jail cell, which this has just opened my eyes, because there's so many things that you think you know, or through your wisdom or your knowledge that the world gives, but there's another knowledge which is more spiritual. And I pray that God opens people's spiritual knowledge and understanding to understand his word, to understand how the world works, and to understand how the devil works, because it's more, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against each other. We're fighting spiritual things that are unseen. We're fighting the enemies, principalities and powers and the rulers of dark places. That's what we're fighting. That's why we're here on earth. And that's what we're doing on a daily basis. So I pray that God opens that spiritual knowledge to understand what we're all on here on earth for. Okay, so I'll just go back to this. So I learned that sin is like a jail cell, and the devil makes it really nice and comfortable. So you're doing something, you know, in your heart, because there's always something that tells you what's right and what's wrong. So you know in your heart what you're doing wrong. But when you're in sin and when you haven't found Christ, I'd say it becomes comfortable. It becomes a norm. So I used to do things that I knew was sin. And I'll be like, oh, God's grace, God's going to forgive me, which was really bad. So the enemy would put you in a jail cell, make it all comfortable and lovely, and you don't feel like you need to leave. And the door is literally wide open for so many things, so many evil to come into your life, and you're just doing it. And then all of a sudden, the door can shut, and then sometimes it's too late. But God has given me the grace, and I thank him so much that he saved me, because it's like a gift. And sorry.
Amen, amen, amen. It's true. Keep going, Cassandra. We're listening to your story.
And now I understand, and I'm just so thankful, because I never knew that I was under the enemy's camp, and the things I was doing, I thought it was just normal, but it's not normal. And I tell you, and I pray the Holy Spirit just helps me to tell you how I feel this and what I've experienced. Amen. And I didn't know. I was so blind. I was so blind. Even though I came to church, I thought I knew, but I did not know the Amen. Lord. Amen. But now I can say that I have more of a personal relationship with God. Like, I know God. I know the Holy Spirit is in me now. Whereas before I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. But now it's just something you know. Sorry, I keep diverting, but I just want to tell you exactly how I feel. And I'm praying that I really say, just even if it's one person in this place, that you just take what I'm telling you, that it's just an experience that I pray that every single one of you in here would experience.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Amen.
And so back to the new life, new beginning. So when we sin, we're literally deliberately saying, you know, I'm just going to do things my way. No, God can come. I'm not listening to God, or I'm just going to do things my way. And what that means is, the consequences of that is, we're literally opening the door, leaving the door, like your home, you know, your house. You're literally leaving your door wide open and going in and out. And the devil and anything can literally come into your life and oppress you. Like you're no longer in God's protection, just like Adam and Eve sinned and God casted them out of the Garden of Eden. They came out of God's presence. When we sin, that's literally what we're doing. We're no longer in God's protection. And the devil uses that opportunity to literally bring so much evil into your life. And that's why we go through so much. But there's good news, which is what Jesus came down to earth to do.
Amen.
on the cross, and that's to literally completely eradicate our sin. So even if you were once in sin, it's never too late to come back to God, because Jesus has taken that. Jesus has taken our sins and literally came. He knew no sin. He came to die on the cross for our sins. And so we can always repent and make a conscious decision to say, God, you know what? It's not going to be easy, but I know you can help me. And literally speak to God and say, God, do you know what? Help me. Help me. I want to repent. I no longer want to do these things, and I just want to follow you. And people may think, oh, now I've got to follow a set of rules. And, you know, God says, don't do this. I've got to tick the boxes. But it's not that. It's when you ask God to literally help you, even to repent and turn away from your wicked ways, the things you used to do, you no longer desire to do them anymore. It's not, you don't even think it. Even when you see it, you despise it. And even when you see maybe your family members do things, you just pray to God, God, just, if only they knew, if only you could open their eyes, if only you can open their eyes, just to show them, you know, it literally, there's really no point in doing all these things anymore. So that's what I think. If you repent, turn away from your sins and ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior again, he will literally put you back under his protection. Everything that God has put us on this earth to do, he would literally bless you with those things again. And he gives you so much peace and joy in your heart. And literally, there's a hedge of protection around you. So when I walk now, I know that God is around me. Because during the pandemic, I'm going to tell you, during the pandemic, I was having a really bad anxiety panic attacks. I never knew what that was. I literally thought I was going mad. And I used to fear death. Everyone was dying around, and I used to be so scared that, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my brother, my family, my friends, that literally, I was literally living in fear. I was scared of the dark. I couldn't do anything. And then sometimes I'd call Tracy and I'd call my mum or my sister just to pray with me. I never really knew what was going on with me, but it was really a dark place for me. And something in me told me to just keep picking up the Bible and just keep praying to God, keep praying to God. And that's what I did. And God works in God is so good, because he just uses the littlest things, or maybe he uses chaos to show you that he is God. He is literally God. There is no one like him. Like, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, like, he's the beginning and he's the end. And no evil, nothing can ever match how gracious and loving God is. And God really actually used that whole anxiety panic, because I knew that wherever sins I've committed, that was me. Literally, I had left the door open for the devil to come and do that in my life. I went to the hospital. Didn't even know what was going on with me, and I didn't really understand what was going on with me. I thought this was going to be my life now, but I tell you now, not a single panic, not a single fear, not a single anxiety in me, because I came to a new life, a new beginning. And Pastor Iron taught me so much things about sin, repentance, water baptism, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when I went through that, I can say that the Holy Spirit did come in me, and I feel it. It's not something you see. It's just, you know, in your heart, just by how you walk around, you carry the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And just how I am as a person now, I know without a doubt, no one can ever tell me anything about the Holy Spirit, because I know he's in me. And literally, I know I've been probably just gone off what I'm supposed to talk about, but I would definitely recommend a new life, a new beginning to everyone in here. Literally, there's no other place you want to be. It's either your light in the light or you're in the dark. There is no in between. I used to think there was in between, but the devil lies so much. If you're not under the protection of God, if you're not with God, then you know where else, you know where you are. So that's just what I wanted to share today. And I really pray, not by my power, not by my might, but by your Spirit, Lord, that sinks into somebody's heart.
Amen. 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 Stay here for a moment. Stay here for a moment, Sandra. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We exalt you, Lord, for Cassandra's life. We thank you, Lord, that your perfect love, Father, casts away every fear, my Lord and my God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the revelation that you have brought her. Lord, I pray that you protect that revelation, that the enemy will not take it away from her, oh God. Lord, I pray you continue to fan that fire that is in her, Lord God, to minister to those who don't know you, Lord Jesus. I have seen the fire in her, Lord God, and I know that you are taking her places, oh Father, beyond her own understanding, beyond our understanding. Lord, as she has shut that door to the enemy, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you pour out your blessings, oh Father, in abundance. Release her business. Release everything that concerns her, Lord God. I pray, Father, for an outpouring of your presence in her home. Lord, that the enemy will have no place in her life, Jesus. Lord, we exalt you. And enemy, you have no place in Cassandra's life. We shut the door and you will not have a part in her life ever again in the name of Jesus. Because our God is mighty. The great I am that I am. He is mighty. As you say, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows your story, beginning and the end. He's got you covered, Cassandra. Have your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Cassandra, you're forgiven for going off tangent there, but God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he had a word to share, and he has to come out. Hallelujah. Now, I've got Monique. Monique, you ready? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I've seen Monique growing through the new life, new beginning, and God is going to use you in powerful ways. So here's an opportunity for you to share your story. So you joined the new life. Come and face your people here so they can see you. Hallelujah. So you joined new life, new beginning.
Yeah.
And you, as I understand, you had an amazing time. Now tell us about it.
Well, I had an amazing time. I learned about repentance, forgiveness, and our awesome God is through Christ Jesus. And I've been, well, trying to apply to my life. You know, sometimes I can fail as well. I'm human. But I know that God forgave me and he still loves me, so that's important. Yeah. And also, I went through inner healing and deliverance, and it really did show the supernatural power of God. And thank you, God. Amen. Really. Yeah.
So, let me just look at my notes here. So you learned about repentance, you learned about salvation, and God has changed your life. But since then, what has been happening in your life? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I'm learning to be a doer of the word of God, and the love of God really has changed in my life. And I've been learning to pray and also fasting and trying to pray at least 1 hour a day. So that's really what's happening.
Amen. 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 And you did say you are fasting a bit more and you're examining your life. And God is doing something about your life. There are some things you're changing in life. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I've been trying to forgive people more actively and not holding any grudges. I've been praying more. I've been focusing and trying to talk to God every day about different kind of stuff so that I have more time to pray. And I've been looking to God for strength and knowing of his mercy. That makes me strong. And it also makes me a more kind and nicer person. And as I read the Bible, I look about what it tells me about God. And it also makes me happy to know who he is and his promises for me. And I've been trying to fast at least once a week. And that shows that I'm not relying on my own strength, but strength from God. And I've been examining my life to see if I'm in the faith by looking at my attitude towards sin and what God hates, and thinking about what response I should have. Like, I've been trying not to laugh at all the blasphemy that's been going on. Like, when you go on the internet, you see a whole lot of stuff. And sometimes it could be so silly, it's funny. But I've just been trying not to laugh at it anymore and know that, you know, God hates it, so stop.
Amen. 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 God is moving in Monique's life. Hallelujah. Some of the things she's not able to, like, be able to share here because she feels a bit shy. But other than that, God is moving in power, and I know that He is moving her from where she is. She's not in the same place she was when she joined this church. She's gone through new life, new beginning. She knows who God is. She knows that God is moving in her life. She knows that she's not moving in her own power. And God is ministering to her. You can see that she's making an effort to fast once a week. We do that as a church. And that opens doors to you encountering God. She's spending time praying and seeking the face of God, and God is moving in power in her life. As you can hear, that the Holy Spirit is revealing the things that she would previously have ignored and actually as sinful, she knows the truth today. Let me just take a moment to pray for Monique. Monique was baptized here not long ago. So you can see she's on a journey moving forward. Hallelujah. And before you know it, she'll even be standing here and speaking the word of God because God is upon her. Hallelujah. Father, I present Monique before you. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving in her life. Lord, I glorify your name and I bless your name for the miracles that you are doing in her life. It truly is a miracle where she has come from. Lord, I glorify your name. I pray today, Lord, that you protect her. Protect her, Lord, from all evil. Lord, anything, Lord, that is not of you as, oh God, I pray that you will not get to her ears, oh Father. And when it does, let your spirit, oh Father, reject it, oh Father, so that she will know your truth, oh Father. I pray today that, Lord, you reveal the truth to her every single day. She will walk in the authority that you have given her. Thank you for her baptism. Lord, I pray she will move in the power of the Holy Spirit so that, Lord God, you will use her as your tool, oh Father. Use her because, Jesus, you have called her by name. Monique, blessed of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. 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 We have an abundance of testimonies here. And it is God's goodness. And today we will declare God's goodness. Whether the enemy likes or not, we are going to declare God's goodness in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flora. Now, Flora. God is doing amazing things in this woman's life. And I'll let her share her story. But I just want to step back a little bit, if I may. Back just before new life, new beginning. I want her to just share a couple of things that happened in her life. So I haven't told you this, but you know, in my neighborhood, I live in Southwark. We're not far from Millwall. And my neighbors used to come to me and tell me how Fred was doing. Fred, her son, was playing for Millwall at the time in the first team. So God has blessed you in many ways. And I know Chris used to play the drum here. He's an amazing drummer. So God has richly blessed Flora here today. But in the last few months before new life, new beginning, something happened. First of all, let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
Praise the Lord. I'll say, some people know that I work with the Metropolitan Police. And also, that's going back to about 15 years. And I work as a nurse manager. Amen. For nearly 7 years now.
Amen. Just so you can see, she is frontline staff through and through. Whichever way you look at it, she is exposed. But she's standing here today because Jesus is with her. Amen. Amen. Not long ago, you also had a fracture. But you are standing here because God has been faithful in your life. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to share just a little bit of what happened before you joined New Life in the beginning.
Okay. Actually, I've been here off and on because I am a frontliner. I don't come to church frequently as I should be. And prior to that time, I fractured my leg. That was COVID. And COVID was going on, and I was contacted. I had COVID, and I couldn't even say it to anyone. I brought it back to my husband, and I was just dying. I was hopeless. I was just saying, well, life, vanity upon vanity, and I was dying. I didn't even tell any of my children. They will call from time to time to say, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine. You look tired. Yeah. I just came back from work. But I've been at home for about 13 days, dying, and I was just hopeless, and my husband as well. But to God be the glory, I survived it. Amen. I survived it, and it was a very big testimony for me. And then, on top of that,
You did make a commitment to God at that point after you received your healing. Tell us a bit about that commitment you made.
Yes. After I recovered, then we went back to church, but sometime online. And because I'm a frontliner, I'm always at work. I will put on the... go on YouTube, join in, but I couldn't even concentrate because I was so much busy on the world. And looking after COVID people as well. So I made commitment that if God will bless me and give me a change of job, that I will be working Monday to Friday, and Saturday and Sunday I'll just have it and spend time with God. And every Wednesday I want to join the group and come back. And hence I decided that I wanted to join New Life, New Beginning.
Amen. And that's how she joined New Life, New Beginning. Now, you experienced a New Life, New Beginning. You learned a lot, but there were some things that stood out for you. I'd like you to share with us, if you don't mind.
Talking about the New Life, New Beginning, also with that, I learned a lot. And I believe that was where I learned a good conviction that you just, we are all living in sin, and we should pray for forgiveness, and also not really praying for forgiveness, for you not to even go to have the discernment to go and sin again. And at that time, and something again was touching my mind, that you should let go, always forgive at all time, always forgive, let go, because God has promised that God will fight our battle. And let me just go to some of my, before I derail. Then I was enjoying that, and at one time I was praying, Pastor Irene was leading it, and I was praying. I became very emotional, very tearful, and I started to have a conviction that really baptism is very important, which I have gone through. All my children has gone through baptism apart from Cassandra, the one that talked. And I've always prayed that I really, even the one that is playing football, he will say on his profile, God first. And I'm always saying, I wish Cassandra will join baptism class. And to God be the glory, I spoke to her about it, and she was just immediately, no second thought, she just wanted to come. Praise God for that.
And that's because God is listening to your prayers as you pray. Yeah. Now, tell us about the supernatural encounter, because you did talk about that in our conversation.
That's true. And then couple of Saturdays, we had inner healing and deliverance, supernatural thing has happened by Pastor Gideon here. And always, I'm always thinking, how are people doing it that they sometimes will speak in tongues, they will pray? And I believe praying in tongues, we kind of dismiss the enemies, you know, make them uncomfortable, and they will not even understand what you are trying to say. So I joined that on that weekend, and we were praying, and to God be the glory, Holy Spirit came, and I started to speak in tongues, started to pray in tongues. And ever since then, it's just, I was fill up with Holy Spirit, and I will pray and pray in tongues. And also, we were talking about prayer and listening to praise and worship. Since that time, every morning from 4 o'clock, once I wake up, my alarm sets me up, I will start to play and listen to praise and worship. And it was going well for me. And then, importantly again, I just wanted to share a personal thing. I'm always a warrior. I'm always anxious, panicking, thinking, if not, what if, like that. Because when people say when you plan A, you have to plan B. When I'm thinking positively, at the same time, it will automatically come, what about if it doesn't happen? Negative things. So negativity is going on. And as I mentioned, I work with the police, and I'm a frontliner. And I had this test that I always will do every year, fitness test. And every time I'm always panicking, thinking I'm going to fail it because I had failed it before. And this is what I love doing for nearly 15 years. So I was praying about it, but even when I pray and pray, one thing will come. I'll start to panic. And then it was coming nearer about 2 weeks to the time again I was praying, but at the same time again I'll be panicking if I fail it, among all my worries. And then to God be the glory, one night I couldn't even sleep. I was thinking about that particular test. And I had to listen to Tracy. We all know Tracy here. I wasn't in church. I was policing with the Remembrance Day. And I fellowshiped there. And then I opened that and I was listening to her preach. It was awesome. I was listening to then at the same time I was listening to praise and worship. And the whole night, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing around, but I was listening. And then I opened my book, and I was taking all those notes, reading them. And to God be the glory, I had that peace, inner peace in me. And then within the next early morning, I went for the test. To God be the glory. I was so confident. But sometimes it will come. But I say, you know what? And I was listening. I don't normally put earphones on. I was listening to praise and worship until I got to the destination in Elscott. And to God be glory, I did it, and I passed it. I was just so peaceful. I was so thankful for that. And in fact, I will implore everyone, in fact, even if you just want a refresher, just come and attend this in February. I think the next one will be in February. It is awesome. I will even want to repeat it again to come. And I've been telling my family and telling other people, please, to join. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora. We will not keep you in the same one. We will move you forward because God is faithful and he's moving you another level. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God for releasing Flora from fear. We want to thank God for releasing Flora from unforgiveness, because that's what new life, new beginning has brought her to, and God is moving. So just lift your hands and raise your hands. Let's pray over Flora. Father, I thank you because you are faithful. I thank you, Father, that you delivered Flora from the clutch of the enemy. You have delivered her, oh Father, from that which the enemy planned for her, God. Today, Lord, she stands here alive because, Jesus, you have made a way for her. Lord, I pray you protect, oh Father, protect, oh Father, that, Lord, she will not live in fear anymore, Jesus. Lord, that you will be exalted in her life. Lord, I pray that she will continue to use that gift that you have filled her with. The Holy Spirit, oh Father, she will continue to apply in every situation in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you even for the peace and for the fact that she can forgive now and let go, Lord. I pray you be glorified in her life. Thank you for Flora's life. I'll cover her whole family, Lord, with your blood, Jesus. That, Lord, the enemy will have no place in her life because you are faithful and because she has committed to you and because her children are committed to you, the great I am. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Flora. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
These are the days we live in. And we will see people's dream. They will dream dreams. They will see visions. And God will move in power for the glory of his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Lorraine, you able to come over? Excellent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You would have heard Lorraine's testimony last week, and God has continued to move in power in her life. And we know that week after week, God is doing great things. God is doing great things in your life, Lorraine. I want you to continue to set your eyes on Jesus, because he is faithful. Hallelujah. He will never, ever disappoint you. Lorraine, so you have gone through new life, new beginning. You've come to evangelism school. And here you are to share with us what God has done and revealed to you even as you did that. Amen.
Hi, everyone. This year has been a rocky year for me. I lost my dad unexpectedly this year. And it was hard. But by God's grace, he got me through it. I was, when he passed, I was upset, and then I had a message from Pastor, and that message completely changed me. The following day, I just started worshipping God, and this peace, my friends just couldn't believe. They said to me, Lorraine, you should be crying, you should be mourning, you should be, and I wasn't. I just couldn't, because I know where my dad went. I know where he is. And the Holy Spirit has confirmed it so many times. So I know I'll see him again. Amen. And my dad wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a Christian. But we serve a merciful God. You know, and he had mercy on my father. And he received his soul. Amen. He received his spirit. And I give God thanks every day for that. Amen. But anyway, I was a member of the evangelism school, and for me it was an amazing experience. I learned to be committed to God, and I made it my personal choice to serve God wholeheartedly by giving myself to him. The Bible says that faith without works is dead, okay? Now, I pray every day. Every day. I don't get to read my word every day, but I read it as much as I can. And I'd been praying for one of the things I'd been praying for is a financial blessing. And when was it? Sorry, I have to look at my notes. Sorry, give me a minute. Okay, so it was, this has been in the past, what? Within the past four weeks, I've started working 4 days a week at work. So I do 35 hours in 4 days so I can get a day off a week to do things with my mum. So it was my day off, and the week prior I had gone to get my eyes tested and get new glasses. Got my new glasses, everyone, yeah. And I needed new lenses. So I had to pay, I think it was £175. We got £25 discount from work. Anyway, so I had to use my credit card. So the following week I said, I have to put that money back into my bank so I can pay that off. So I went to the bank, I went to my savings account, took out the money, put it in my bank, got home, paid the card. When I got home, I looked at my phone and there was a message on my phone from a friend that I used to do music with years and years and years ago. And earlier this year, I'm going to cut a long story short. I had a song that was released back in the early 90s. It wasn't... No. No. It was, you know, it was just a little thing. And anyway... last year some people got in contact with us, wanted to re-release it. Cut a long story short, it was re-released this year, and anyway, it was re-released this year, and I completely forgot about it because so many things have been going on this year for me. And I got a message from the guy that I was working with doing this song, and it was to say that I'd got some royalties. And I wasn't even, I'd never made any money from the song, never made a thing. And it was a good song.
Amen, amen, amen.
It was good. I wrote the song and it was a good song, right? And anyway, I got a little bit of money, and it was £502 and some change. And I was like, I didn't have to go to the bank to draw out that money. And, you know, but I said, thank you, Lord. The first thing I said was, thank you, Lord, because I was not expecting it at all.
So you see this, Lorraine, God works in miraculous ways when you choose to be obedient to him. Yes. So you've come on the evangelism school. Yeah. You've learned a lot about what he's saying to you. And then he starts to pour out blessings. Yeah. Out of his heart, because he has seen your faithfulness. Tell us,
I'm not finished.
Yeah. Tell us more. Also, how you've applied what you've got from the evangelism school
through prayer and fasting and just being bold. Pastor said that we had to be bold, okay. And I began to get bold, okay. I got bold with my prayers. Honestly, I was there praying. Pastor said, pray for at least 1 hour. I was doing 1.5 hours, sometimes 2 hours, praying and fasting. I got bold, okay? Because I wanted to see things happen, and things have started to happen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Let me just, I have to tell you. So that was one thing. Then work. I've had problems at work with my team leader. But since the pandemic, we've just sorted everything out, and we have such a great relationship, and I'm so happy. I love working. I love having our team meetings. I love meeting with her. I love it. Honestly, I love her so much because that's the relationship we had before she became my team leader. But it's got stronger now.
Amen.
And it's really shown in my work. And Jenny knows because I sent the email to her. It's just a quick email. I got this email on the 28th of last month. And it said, this was from the operations manager, who is one above the team leader. And she said, well done and thank you for your continued excellent performance. You're really making a difference to our tenants and Roll Bar of Greenwich Housing Income. Well done. And then I got an email from my team leader saying well done, and also the head of service saying well done. So that made me feel so good. And I showed Jenny the graph, and it was like that, like that, like that, like that. And it was just going up and up and up because I collect rent for Greenwich, so I bring in income. So, yeah.
Yeah, so just to mention, so as God is moving in these ways, you have to continue to glorify his name and go back to him and exalt his name.
Definitely. Any money I've got in these last 4 weeks or before, I've tithed it. Last week, I got unexpectedly 2 checks. They weren't for loads. One was for £10 and change, and the other one was for £11 and change. But I wasn't expecting it, and I tithed it. It was only a few pounds, but I said, God has blessed me. I have to bless him back. Amen. I also, we do evangelism class on a Wednesday evening, and one evening, something said to me, go out to your car. And I just finished work about 5 o'clock, and I went out to my car and I started the engine. It just wouldn't start. So I said, oh no, I've got to get to church this evening. I have to get to church. So I rang pastor and explained to him that I'm coming, but I'm going to be late, even though I'm always late. But that's another story. Anyway, so I phoned pastor and I said, yeah, I'm going to be late. And Pastor prayed for me. So I phoned Green Flag, and they said to me, it's going to be a long way. They've got a lot of people out. There's traffic on the road, whatever. So I said, okay, whatever. But I'm still going. Even if I get there at 8 o'clock, I'm going. Within 10 minutes, this man came to my house. And I was so happy. I was so happy. I was saying, thank you so much, because I'm going to church this evening and I really need the car, blah, 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 blah. And it was the battery. He started the battery for me and I came. I think I still was a little bit late, but I was here. Anyway, so that was that. The following day, I went and I was looking for another battery, and I was like, I went on Halfords, and Halfords was selling them for 100 and something pounds and blah, blah, blah. And something said to me, Lorraine, try that other place in Woolwich. There's, I can't remember the name of it. Try that. So I Googled it, came up, battery, £55, paid for it, took it to my garage, which was just up the road. They put it in for me free, and I was back on the road perfectly.
Amen, amen, amen.
So, you know, for me, the evangelism evangelism school has really helped me. It's helped me to grow in my faith. You know what I mean? It, like I said, it's given me that boldness. You know, for me to come up here today and to say it, you know, I have to make jokes to sort, I don't know. But, I just feel so good to know that God is still working in me and he's still got more to come. I've got one more thing I have to say. What happened to me last week.
Okay, 1 minute.
Just one more thing. Sorry, I'm really sorry. But I have to. Okay, so it was my day off. And I'd been done a bit of shopping in Woolwich. And I got back to my car. And I sat in the car and I started the engine. And this man came up to my car. He was at the window on the other side. And I said to myself, what is this man doing, you know? And I went to drive away, but somebody said to me, no, don't drive away. And the man was saying something. So I opened my window, only a little bit, because I was still a bit hesitant. And he said to me, you are blessed. You are a blessed woman. You are blessed. You are a blessed woman. And I said, okay, okay. And I thought he was one of those spiritualist people. So I said to him, well, I'm a Christian, you know. He said, I know. He said, I know. He said, but you are a blessed woman. And he said to me, you're going to live a very long life, but you are so blessed. He said, you are so blessed. And he said, December, he said, you're going to see things happen in your life. He said, in December. And you know, it's my birthday in December, just putting it out there, December the 6th. Just want you to know it's on a Monday. Just want you all to know. If you want to get me anything, it's up to you. But, you know, but yeah, yeah. So that's how it has affected me so far. Amen. So I'm just waiting for, I know the best is yet to come. I'm, you know, so yeah.
Amen. Really, amen, 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 amen. Many of you know Lorraine. We've fought spiritual battles with Lorraine. And we have seen victories. As you have seen from the words that she has said, God is moving in financial blessings in her life. We don't want that to stop, do we? We want more of that, more of that. And today you receive the same, because that is what the testimonies do. It releases more blessing and to you too. So today, as we release Lorraine to sit down, I want you to stretch your hand and pray a blessing over her and say to God, I want the same of what you're doing in Lorraine's life. I want some of that. Hallelujah. Spirit of God, I pray today, move in power in Lorraine's life. Release. Release, release, release your presence in her home. Release your peace, oh Father, in her home, Lord. I pray today, more financial blessing. I pray today, more blessing of life, oh Father, and abundance of your presence, abundance of your joy, Lord Jesus. Release upon her, God, that which you have purposed for her, Lord. Lord, today we close every door of the enemy that he has opened, oh Father, Lord God, that he wants to disrupt and distract her with. Lord, we close those doors. Today, in the name of Jesus, we release your blessing upon Lorraine, Father, that none of your blessings will miss, oh Father, because you are faithful. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for her. We pray for more. And let her enemies, oh Father, be friends again, oh Father. Let her enemies, those who fight against her, be defeated in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as you bless her, Lord, I pray, Father, that this will be a testimony for many to know that you are God. That as she shares her story, many will know that you alone are God, oh Father. And they will come to the saving grace that you are, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, Lorraine. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have one more. We have one more, and then we will come into a different session. Now, I want to invite someone else who God has been moving in power in her life in ways that are unimaginable. Grace, you're welcome here today. Give her a clap. Welcome her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Grace, God is doing great things in your life, and he has only just begun. There is more to come, so know that that is real. Amen. I want you to share your story today.
Okay. I wrote something down, so I'm going to read that and then hopefully chat afterwards. So when I was asked to put this together, in all honesty, I thought, oh dear, I can't face speaking again. I've just been baptized. I gave my testimony then. I've given enough. Someone else can do it. They'll understand, and yes, that probably would have been fine. But then, over the week, through prayer, I was reminded it's not about somebody else. It's about you doing it when asked. God doesn't make mistakes. So why was I trying to micromanage him?
Exactly. So you remember the story I was sharing about the ten lepers? Oh, yeah. The one that came? It was supposed to be the ten, right? But he came back to Jesus and thanked God. So that is your obeying God, what God is telling you to do.
Amen. Yeah. The Christian I am today is because people were obedient when called. That's funny that I'm using that word. Because they turned up for me when others didn't. Each little act in Christ they did towards me and spoke over me helped piece me together beautifully and fearfully. So that's really what God revealed to me through this evangelism course. It's not just about my idea of what's needed. It's about his. Listening to his Holy Spirit guiding me, even when I don't understand fully, wins souls and saves lives. Now he has helped me surrender my own will and give my life fully. I have a priceless freedom. A true evangelist is a kind, forgiving, honest encourager. They pray for their enemies and have compassion and unconditional love for others, all the while loving God. They are obedient. They turn up. Luke 10, verse 2, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. They walk boldly.
Amen, amen. And I like in your notes you've said there, they turn up. And that is powerful. Hallelujah.
Yep, thank you. Through the evangelism course, I learned that God has given me some of these characteristics and that they are not there to make me feel good. They are given to you so that you can be a beacon of light in this world. So people can look at you and know that they can go back to the Father. We got to ask questions every Wednesday and get one-to-one answers. I built a rapport with others on my course. We prayed for each other. And God even had me praying in between the sessions at one point for a classmate that was sick. We saw her healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I've seen miracles and wonders in my life away from the church setting. I've been praying for and sometimes with a person who has been an alcoholic for all of their adult life. Today, they celebrate 7 months clean and sober. I marvel at the might of his word. This person is a non-believer. Yet when I now offer prayer, it's often accepted. I'm amazed. God is moving. Acts 2, verse 39. for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Stay with me here, Grace, for a moment. I just want you to go back to that scripture you read there again. I want us to declare it in the name of Jesus. For this promise is to you and your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call. Hallelujah. I pray today that the Spirit of God will fill you and will walk with you. And as your heart is so much for the people who are far off from God, God uses you. Because even in your quiet ways, God is going to use that in power and release people into salvation. Father, we thank you for Grace's life. I have seen miracle after miracle happening in her life. And church, when you have a moment, speak to Grace and find out there is so much more that God has done in Grace's life. And today we have to glorify God for what he has done. Father, we thank you for the miracles that you have done in Grace's life and for the people around her. Today I pray that, Lord, your spirit goes with her, Lord Jesus. That every step of her way, God, I pray that, Lord, you will never leave her alone, Father. You release your power in her, that as she speaks of your goodness, Lord, people will come to salvation. Those who do not know you will turn to you because, Jesus, she has made the choice to follow you, Jesus. I thank you for her life, Father. I thank you for what you have done already and that which is coming into her life, Father, and into her family. Lord, we declare your blessing into her life because you are faithful. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can take your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that is the stories of five different people. Now, that's just a fraction of what God has done in this church. And I want you to replay the words that they have said and see how that relates to you. Alice is going to lead us into a session to respond to that which we have heard today. Because you cannot hear powerful things that God has done like that and just ignore as if nothing has happened. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to give you an opportunity to give your life fully to Jesus today. I want to remind you of Cassandra's words. Sin is like a jail cell, and the devil makes it really nice and comfortable, and it doesn't seem to be a need to leave. The door is wide open until one day the door shuts and it's too late. When we sin, we literally give the devil the legal right to come into our lives and oppress us. And when we sin, we are no longer under God's protection. But there's good news. Through the greatest sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross, we can repent and turn away from our sins and go back to Christ. Romans 3:23 says we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Being good alone doesn't make us believers. We've all had wrong thoughts, said wrong things, done wrong things, not connected with God. God presents Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. Remember, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. God sent his son Jesus to die for you. You can be saved and receive new life through Jesus Christ today. We come to Jesus, the place where we can repent before God and receive forgiveness. Repent is to make a change of your heart and mind, an action by turning away from sin and self and returning to God. Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of God. And just while we're praying and worshiping God, if you want to give your life to Jesus, it maybe you want to recommit your life. Maybe you just know you need those times of refreshing and actually you just feel dry. It may be you've never given your life to Jesus, but now is your opportunity. You know you've just been in that cell far too long. Now you're going to walk out through that door with the grace and help of Jesus. If that's you, I'd just like you to raise up your hand before me. Just raise up your hand. Right now is the time to respond. God is here. He loves you. He is calling you. I know God is calling people here today. I know God is calling you today. I'm not going to do anything harmful to you. I'm just going to pray with you. So if God is calling you, and maybe you've been a Christian a long time, but God is calling you right now to recommit your life to Jesus. Just look at me and wave at me. Just look at me and wave at me. God bless you. 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 Any more? I just sense some more people as well. Sense some more people as well. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is here for a fresh start. We confess our sins. God is faithful and just and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to carry on worshiping, and I'm going to invite some groups of people to come forward for prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're one of those people that have just prayed that commitment, I'm going to ask you in a moment to come to my right, and some watchmen will just pray the prayer of salvation through with you. Hallelujah. But there's some other people that I'd like to just invite for prayer. I feel there's some people here who just been listening to these testimonies and thinking, yeah, maybe I was once like that, but I'm not now. Or I just feel stuck in my faith. Maybe I've been a Christian for years, but I need a fresh touch from God today. Maybe I've been on the discipleship pathway, but now I'm not putting in practice what I've learned. Or maybe I've just never quite made that step of going on the discipleship pathway. Life is a struggle, and I need a fresh touch from God. If that's you, then I'm going to ask you to come to my left today, this side. And also, I believe some people have come here today with a need. It may be that you're sick and you need healing. It may be that you're like Flora and you have a situation that you're feeling very fearful about and you've not been able to sleep. But God is wanting to come and free you and give you peace. It may be some people spoke about unforgiveness today or worry today. Or God, you just want God to transform your life more. Then I'd like to just, we're going to pray, worship again. And those of you just engage in worship again. But if those situations are for you, then I want to invite you forward, because God is here. His presence is here. We know that where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. So come, run, and get your freedom today. Your freedom from pain, your freedom from restlessness and worry, your freedom. Okay, so we're going to have, if we have the next worship song, that'd be amazing.